Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
It's Pollard Farms' 22nd annual female production sale, Saturday, September 14th at the ranch in Waucomas, Oklahoma, featuring 194 registered Angus lots or about 250 head. For more information or to download the catalog, go online to PollardFarms.com. That's PollardFarms.com, or you can call the ranch office at 580-758-1464. Pollard Farms, 22nd annual female production sale, Saturday, September 14th.
Well, cattle producers, one of the great traditions for Superior Livestock is their annual Labor Day sale. It's Labor Day 35, the 11th and 12th of September this year, broadcast live from Fort Worth on SLA TV, that's Dish Network, satellite channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. It'll be starting both the 11th and the 12th at 8 a.m. Central Time, 81,300 head to be sold. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call 800-422-2117.
Well, we had another exciting day for the cattle futures today. After being lower early, we rallied back to close quite a bit stronger. October live cattle went up $2.30 to close at $96.50, nearly $3 or $2.75 off of their lows earlier today. And they went all the way down to $93.75. Feeder cattle up $1.47 in September at $134.30. That was $2.30 off of their low and about 50 cents off of their highs. But it was a really welcome sight here. And also hogs rallied back. These December live hogs, lean hogs, were up $2.22 at $62.17. And that was about $5 off of their low. So really good rally here. Really not just cattle, but in the entire agriculture sector. Boxed beef at midday was $226.32, down 63 cents on choice. Select down 28 at $201.64. The slaughter data came out 116,000. Last week we were 113,000. So that was maybe a little bit better here. We're still at a little bit of a discount to where the feeder cattle index is. Of course, the futures are predicting the last Thursday of September, where the index is just the last 7 days. So they're predicting the index might come down just a touch. And so far, we've had a pretty good turnaround Tuesday.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
You know, when someone pushes you, sometimes you've got to push back. For years, tobacco companies have been poisoning our people, targeting our kids, and lying about the dangers of tobacco. That's not okay.
We can do more to protect our children and help Oklahomans live longer, healthier lives. Join the fight at StopsWithMe.com, a program of TSET.
Big Tobacco needs to know who they're messing with. You ready?
Today's grain action was really strong across the board here. We were 5 to 8 cents higher in corn, soybeans, and wheat. November, that was September beans, up 7 and a quarter. November beans, on the other hand, were up 14 and a half cents, 872 and a quarter. Mid-morning here, there was a headline out of a South China newspaper that said that the Chinese were ready to sweeten the deal going into these next round of trade talks, and they're willing to buy an additional amount of U.S. ag products. And that lifted the commodities across the board, corn, beans, wheat, cattle, hogs, etc., as an attempt here. Now, I don't think that was an official out of the official Chinese government, but it did come out of a newspaper over there, which is being passed around or circulated is pretty legit. So we will see. The markets like the news. Yesterday's crop progress and condition report showed a 3% decrease in the good to excellent category for corn, which people have been anticipating all along. It is a little bit less than what would be considered normal here. If you look at the last 5 years, we're below where we've been, but still a decent crop at 55% good to excellent. The soybean crop is left unchanged, right at 55%, same as the previous week here. So still a little bit immature here, a little bit underdeveloped here at this point in the game, but we'll see going forward what harvest brings in terms of yield.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Therefore, carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.